This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy.
Good evening. You're on Transpositions, and my name is Kurt, and I will be your host this evening. And in the studio, I've got Sammy joining me. Sammy Cam is a very well-known lady at Joy, and she's actually secretary of the board at Joy. How are you, Sammy?
Good, Kurt. Thank you for letting me come along and help you get your first couple of shows up and running.
It's my pleasure.
So we're going to have some fun stuff to talk about.
That's right. We've got Dale and Andrew joining us, and they're both from the FTM Shed, which is our well-known little trans group of Melbourne for trans males.
And a very positive group they are too, and I think great to start off your new series
to have
those guys come in. I hope we'll be able to stop them giggling and laughing a lot, because they make me giggle and laugh a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure our listeners would enjoy a bit of giggling, and you can giggle too. And I'd love it if you guys would SMS and email and let us know how we're going. SMS on 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. And we're also going to have a Q&A through the middle of the show. That's right, Sammy?
It is. So what we'd like you to do is have a think about some questions that you would like us to answer. And Kurt and I, without notice, just like politics, will be forced to answer those questions. So, and we don't care what those questions are. You can ask anything at all about anything to do with trans, whatever. And we'll bravely try and answer them.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to the challenge. So please make it hard, will you?
Yeah. We want some hard ones. Just anything, you know, if you've got a burning question you wanted to ask about the trans community, now is the time to SMS 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
And so I am a M2F trans person, and Kurt is a F2M trans person. So we've had some pretty funny talks, haven't we, about where we were and where we've wanted to be, and how they kind of like complete opposites.
Complete opposites, but we've got so much in common at the same time.
So I think we can probably share some pretty interesting perspectives, as long as people send us some questions.
That's right. Yeah. So we want questions.
We want questions. And if we do get a lot of questions, I guess we can always hold them off till next week.
Yeah, we can.
And there's some social media going, so people can send their messages there as well.
That's right. We have a Facebook page. So hit like and share the page and get everyone involved, because we really want Transpositions to be a place that engages trans communities and their allies.
We'd also like, I mean, we've interesting some of the reaction we've got already on social media leading up to the show going on. And I think certently from the board's perspective, it's really great for us to have a regular transgender show on air.
Yes.
And we'd like it to keep going forever.
Yes.
And participation and involvement and feedback will help us, motivate us.
That's correct.
To keep going on it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for what's to come. So keep listening. We've got some songs coming up. And Dale and Andrew, you're on Joy 94.9 on Transpositions.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 on Transpositions with me, Kurt, and Sammy in the studio. And I suppose because this is our first show, you're probably wondering what Transpositions is going to be about. And obviously, you've got the word trans in there. The word trans can mean a variety of different identifying people. So when we're saying trans on Transpositions, I guess me and Sammy are talking about FTM masculine identified, because that is what I am. And MTF, feminine identified, because that's what Sammy is. And it just makes a whole lot of sense, because that's where our knowledge lies in those two identities. And I know that there are so many more identities, gender diverse people out there, but it's just so impossible to include everyone. So we do apologize if we're not including you. And we are trying to be as inclusive as we can, but there are limits.
Look, sometimes we'll make mistakes, and it's very easy. I sometimes get offended by what people say to me and they do it inadvertently and they don't realize that they've offended me. And in those cases, I kind of politely correct them and educate them. But in some ways, it's a bit simpler for me because I personally am quite binary. I'm a woman and that's kind of it for me. I don't feel like I'm on a gender curve of some sort. And Kurt, you feel the same way about yourself.
That's correct.
And yeah. So it is sometimes it's easier for us in language to just talk about men and women.
Yeah.
But we do recognize that there are a lot of other people that identify in more complex ways, but we can't cater to everybody in every single sentence. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess we're apologizing in advance for when we do accidentally offend people.
Yes.
And send us a message and let us know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
let us know.
We'll listen to the log and listen to what we said and we'll deal with it. But we'll try our best not to.
Yeah.
But I know that we will.
Yes.
Because I know that, you know, sometimes I offend myself when I talk about myself sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just one of those things. Being transgender or trans is complex. It's difficult.
Yep.
And it's difficult enough for me to understand it, let alone to be able to understand everybody else's feeling about their gender and stuff as well. So
that's right.
We'll do our best.
We will do our best. And yeah, let us know on 0427 JOY949. And so transpositions, we've really created this show because the trans communities are growing and our communities require more information and more discussion. So Transpositions is here to be a voice for those with an opinion on transgender issues. And along the way, we will be discussing what it's like to be trans, and we will be honest with our stories and our issues that trans people are facing. And a diverse range of voices can be heard here, which I'm looking forward to because we're going to have many different guests with lots of different expertise. And yeah, it should be a really good show, and I'm really looking forward to future shows.
There are so many topics to discuss.
So many.
I was involved in a brainstorming session a few weeks ago talking about doing a series about trans, and like I think we came up with 150 topics within about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And each one of those probably deserves a lot of time to talk about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Really, you're going to have to listen every single week
every single week.
To be able to get the whole big picture, and it's going to take ages to actually get through them.
Yeah. Well, we are going to podcast the episodes. So if you'd like to go to joy.org.au, you can have a look at podcasted episodes. This is our very first episode, so obviously there's no podcast yet, but it would be great if you could visit that site anyway and click on Transpositions, and you can find our Facebook page through there.
And just remember, please send us messages. We're going to ask questions in a little bit of time. You can SMS your questions on 0427 JOY949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
And we also have Jerry on at reception who would love to get your phone call. And you can give Jerry a call on 1300 JOY949.
You're listening to JOY949 on Transpositions.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and that was Detachable Penis by King Missile, and I know that's Sammy's favourite song.
You know, on the notes that you gave me, it kind of had the word penis right in the middle of the page.
That was my plan.
It was the first thing I saw on the page. I don't want to know about penis, okay?
Anyway, Detachable Penis is a bit of a trans guy song, I guess, because we have detachable penises and we leave them places, including coffee tables and, you know, my top drawer, which my girlfriend opens and gets a fright because there's penises looking at it.
Actually, they can be quite funny to look at, actually.
They can be. Penises are hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, that just all comes with being a trans guy. So I thought any trans guys that are listening could relate to that song. And yeah, it's Sammy's favourite. So.
Good choice. I think it was actually a really good choice. Well done.
Oh, good. Thanks, Sammy.
I'll have to think of a trans woman's equivalent for you for next week.
Yeah, that's right. So coming up on our shows of Transpositions, we've got the scope of trans issues is just so big. We've got so much to talk about. And we're just going to give you a little taste at the moment. We'll just talk a little bit about social transition. Sammy, there's so much to social transition, such as toilet etiquette, violence, even disclosing if you're trans, shaving, bra shopping, all these things that we need to learn, basically.
Give consideration to. It's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that in this case, the internet is a wonderful resource.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take very long and you can start to find information about these all these kinds of things. When I was learning about trans things, which was actually a very, very long time ago, we didn't really have things. The internet wasn't all that great, but now it is.
Yep.
Wikipedia, I think, is the best place to start.
Yeah.
Go and have a look up transgender to start with,
yep.
And you just find glorious links from then onwards. And then you can find specialized forums and other kinds of, and it's a learning curve. There's so much that we need to learn because we've been socialized to be a certain kind of way, and we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you've got to think about all these, you know, things that you need to deal with. You know, for me, it's like, you know, what clothes am I going to wear? And, you know, am I going to wear makeup or not? And what about my hair? And how do I talk? And how do I walk? And how do I interact with people? And how do I affect my voice when I'm talking to people in the, not just the pitch, but how I actually construct the sentences and go up and down in my sentences, and what words do I choose? I know I kind of don't swear quite as much as I used to, for example.
Yeah, because you got to be a lady.
Well, I'm not a lady. I can tell you that. I was going to get you on that one before. No, I'm a woman. You can call me a girl if you like.
Yeah.
But lady to me has all sorts of sort of feminine connotations about being polite and nice and sweet and lovely and, you know, nail polish and nice dresses and high heel shoes. And that ain't me.
Yeah.
I'm a dyke.
You're a dyke.
You know, I'm a bikey chick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're a classic dyke on a bike.
So, you know, sometimes we don't like ladies, so, but that's okay. I always find that it's funny that the bathroom's called ladies and there's one called gents. And it's like, well, actually, I don't belong in either of those.
Yeah, yeah, we need our own.
I want the one that says women.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to go to.
Absolutely. I sometimes go to the disabled toilet just because it's bigger and...
I do too.
It's a bit more personal.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
And it's unisex, which we all like.
Yeah.
But coming like along with social transitions... as such as toilet etiquette, there's also the male privilege side of things, which I found was interesting that you transitioned out of male privilege and I transitioned into it. And does it make a difference whether a female wants to transition to male? Are they doing it for the male privilege? And, you know, there's all sorts of things like that that I really want to debate about and talk to our listeners about. So if you SMS us on 0427JOY949.
Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And we've actually got a few messages now. Do you want to read a few of those out, Sammy?
Thank you, everybody, for sending your messages through. Okay, so we have Sally, who's in the sticks, and she's trying to listen via streaming, and she's not getting any audio. Well, I happen to know Sally, and she'll contact me on social media, and I'll let her know that the shows are going to be podcast. So if you can't listen in, you'll be able to listen on the podcast. You want to go for the next message?
The next message is from Jim from Elphington in Melbourne. How wonderful to hear you on your own show. I know you will be a great success. Thank you, Jim. Jim is actually on Is Nothing Sacred on 10 p.m. Monday nights, and I also worked on Is Nothing Sacred with him for a little bit. So he's a good friend, and it's really great to have your support, Jim. Thank you.
We have some other questions here, which we'll leave to our Q&A session, I reckon.
I think that's a great idea.
Because some of these are a bit challenging. I'm looking forward to answering some of these.
That's right. You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, the mighty Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we've just had Dale and Andrew come into the studio. How are you, boys?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
It's very nice to have you guys here. Dale and Andrew are from the FTM Shed, and I'm sure all our Joy listeners know a lot about the FTM Shed because we have a little ad that plays with Andrew's voice on it, telling you all to come to the FTM Shed if you are FTM or if you are an FTM ally. So FTM Shed was basically, it was you guys who started it up, wasn't it?
I was involved from the beginning. Dale was about the second odd planning meeting. So we were there from the start.
Yep.
And it was designed as a support group for FTM guys to come and meet each other and get some information on anything they need to around transition.
Yep, that's fantastic. Sammy, I wondered how you feel about not having an MTF group to go to.
Well, that's an interesting question. There are some groups that women have, but I don't feel like I fit in with them. They're not really my place. They're kind of specialised in a particular kind of way. I think what I like about what you guys have done is that you're a very positive group that's trying to help each other and construct information and encourage people. It's very educational. And I think that's one of the things I really like about what you're doing. And you're not activists. You're not trying to change the world.
Definitely.
You're actually trying to... It's like a support group for each other. And it is. I think shed's great. I think shed's such a masculine thing to do. You know, you hang out in your shed and you play with your tools together. And whilst us women are in the, you know, making sure that everything's sorted out and organised, we've got no idea what you're doing in there. But, you know, it's like you're having fun. You like hanging out with your mates. So it's good. From my point of view, I think it's wonderful what you actually have done.
Yeah, we do have topics each meeting to pretend that we're actually going off to talk about something serious. But most of the good stuff is just getting together and meeting each other and making social connection, don't you think, Dale?
I do, and we have a laugh. That's important.
Yeah, I think it's so important to know other trans men, if you're a trans man yourself, just because you can just chill out and talk about things that you can both relate to. And you can also get information that you need from other trans men who have gone through something that you haven't yet, such as surgeries. I love talking to other trans boys about surgeries and how it was for them and, you know, certain things with maybe hormones, you know, certain things happen to me and I ask that guy, does this happen to you? And we can both relate to it. So it's really important.
Yeah, I like the aspect of it was originally set up so that people would meet face-to-face. That is the predominant idea of the shed. Yep. And we meet once a month on the fourth Sunday of each month down at the AIDS Council in South Yarra.
Yep.
But of course, for easy communication, there is a Facebook group as well, and just watch it daily. There's question after question about, how much does that doctor charge, and how long did you have to wait after you put your paperwork in before, you know? And just when you're sitting there, say you've applied to see a doctor, and you're sitting at your own home, and you think, should I ring up? Should I not? You know, am I nagging them?
Yeah.
How long will it be? And we all want it yesterday, so you know, there's always the anxiety involved.
Oh yeah.
So absolutely. It's good to have other people who've been there before that you can ask.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
I giggle and laugh a little bit about some of the skills that you have to develop when you become when you come out as a trans guy, because these are skills that I learnt when I was much, much younger and have not thought about them ever since. The classic one is shaving, and you know, what shaving cream do you use? What blades do you use? You know, it's learning about the grain of which way to go and those kinds of things. I have a bit of a giggle and laugh to myself because I can't stand that. Having to deal with that myself. You guys are all excited about it. It's great, you know.
Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it?
I don't think I'm excited about shaving.
Because we're on radio, just for everybody's benefit, why is that?
Beard.
A very thick, bushy one.
Yes, ZZ Top. That's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah. There could be stuff growing in there. There's so much.
No, I washed it and I got caught in the rain.
Having to wash your beard. I mean, I bet that's not something you never thought about when you were 5 years old, having to wash your beard.
I did. It was there. Yeah.
Okay. Washing your beard.
I wanted one at five.
I don't think anybody does at five, do they? So we've talked about the shed. How many people are involved? How many people come along to meetings and how many are involved
look, the room, it holds 40, and we've topped it quite a number of times now. We've sort of had the standing room only bit. It depends on the topic, or like one meeting we held on grand final day, that was a bit of an interesting one. Yeah, so if we muck up and hold it on another popular event, we might have lower numbers. In the shed itself, there's 172 members, so there's a good group of people to have people coming in and out and not be at every meeting and still have a really good core number.
And as you say, the questions are really interesting. You know, you let me be kind of like an honorary member some time ago, and I like watching the traffic, the questions that people come up, and then the sharing is good, and it's credible. The responses generally are credible, and I think it's a great way for us to actually all learn about what the realities of life, particularly in the medical bits and pieces, what the truth is, what is actually there.
Yeah, one of the rules, we do have rules in the shed, and they're not plastered all over the place, but when you come to a meeting, they're very clearly spelled out, and they do sit on a wall. And one of the core rules is that when we talk to each other, we just talk from our own experience. So you can't actually say to someone, you should do this, or I think that's a good idea. Rather, it's more like, well, when I went to the doctor, this happened. So it makes the conversations that occur extremely real, because that can only be what someone's actually experienced. So it kind of cuts through a lot of the sometimes crapola that can occur in some place.
There's nothing more powerful than experience. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and in the studio we have Dale and Andrew from the FTM Shed. And now, Sammy, we're going to do a bit of a Q&A for you listeners because we've got a few questions come in, and I'm excited about this.
Okay, so we've actually had quite a few questions come in, so we might have to skip through some of them quickly. So this question is, do you know the size of the trans community in Melbourne? Is it growing? So I want to respond to that in a couple of ways. Firstly, I think there are communities, as in plural, but I also think that there are quite a lot of trans people who are not members of any communities at all.
Yes.
And I think that they're kind of hidden away and we don't really know very much about them. And I think one of the most interesting challenges is that there is no really good quality research on this. Depending on what you read, the population is between 1 out of every 100 people is trans in some way, up to 1 in 30,000, depending on which survey you read and when it was published and how credible it is, and defining exactly what trans is as well. So
exactly.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I mean, no idea.
I mean, I hang out with, I do, because I'm a member of the queer community, I come across a lot of people who are trans, but that's only anecdotally. Yeah, I know more and more people.
Yes.
But as to whether it's growing or not, I've got no idea.
Yeah.
You guys?
More and more people are coming out as trans now.
Because it's becoming more acceptable.
And the laws have changed.
And
so
yeah, there's much safer. More knowledge out there for us to get our hands on, and, and GPs are learning that it's a thing. Gender dysphoria is a mental illness now. I think that's just been changed.
The opposite.
We just stopped it being one. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank goodness. Which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, I was diagnosed with it, but then I was in remission, which technically I understand means that you don't have it anymore. So does that mean that I'm not in remission anymore as well?
That's strange.
I don't get it. Okay, is there a night monthly for trans and allies to hang out, dance and chill? So I guess we've covered that.
Yeah, yeah. So FTM Shed for FTMs. There is Y-Gender, which is trans youth. So MTFs and FTMs, they can go and hang out there, but there isn't really a dance party as such.
No, yeah. I had an inquiry in talking about this, suggesting that perhaps we need to set something up. But I don't think there's a trans club, like there might be a gay club or the like. So
you guys had a pretty cool Christmas party last year,
which
I came along to.
Yeah, that was to try and kick these sorts of things off and get the community together, the boys, the girls.
And
have
even
it all
then, the numbers weren't. I wouldn't have thought were commercially viable that you'd want to do that on a regular basis.
On a regular basis, they may not sustain for the size of what we did. Yeah, we had
$5 profit. We're very proud of that.
Yeah, we didn't make a loss. That was incredible. That was
it. Yeah. I guess I wanted to step back just one moment and say that just because you're trans doesn't mean to say that you have anything in common with any other person that's trans, other than the fact that you're trans. So just because two people are trans doesn't mean to say they want to meet each other and go out and party and hang out and be friends with each other. That's not how it is. There's lots and lots of individuals that are out there.
That's correct. Yeah, Andrew, I was interested to listen to what you had to say about how the MTFs socialised with the FTMs at the Trans Christmas Party, because I know that was something that you were worried about, that we don't mingle enough.
That we don't do that. We seem, to my mind, sort of rather segregated in a lot of ways, and I wanted to break down those barriers and give the opportunity for us to be together, and it worked brilliantly.
Yeah.
I was really rapt at the support we got from the women and how everyone engaged on the night, and it was really good fun.
Yeah.
So we've got to do more of it.
We do. I found it was a really accepting space, and you could just be whoever you wanted to be and talk to anyone you wanted to talk to. Anyway, we'll hear a bit more about that after this song. We've got Patrick Wolf, London, coming up. You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Your community is our business, Joy 94.9.
Have you been on the Joy 94.9 website lately? There are so many things to see and do. Want to find out when your favourite Joy show airs? Check out the newly updated program grid. Missed an interview you really wanted to hear? You'll find it on our podcasts page. Want to get in touch with a community group Joy promotes? They'll be in the community group directory. Need a tradesperson, a place to eat, somewhere to play? Check it out, our sponsor directory. Heard there's an awesome prize giveaway, but you've just realised you need to renew your Joy membership for the chance to win it? You can sign up and renew your Joy membership on the Joy website too. Check it out now, joy.org.au. That's joy.org.au. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we're in the middle of our Q&A section, and we've got so many questions come in, and I really appreciate you guys sending your questions in. It's fantastic. And if you've just thought of a question you want to ask, you can SMS on 0427-JOY-949.
You can call us on 1300-JOY-949, and Jerry, the lovely Jerry, will be there ready to take your call. And you can also email us at onair@joy.org.au. So we've got some questions. So we'll try and run through some questions. Please send us some more, though. The more we get, the more popular we'll be with the programming committee, and they'll want to keep us on air. And if you want us to stay on air and do lots of cool stuff, send us messages. Okay, so how did you come to decide on your new name coming out as trans?
That is a good question. Dale, would you like to answer that?
It was given to me by an old girlfriend.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. I like that story. Awesome.
One guy in the shed actually asked his mother to rename him. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah. That's great. I like that.
And my name was the middle name of both my best friend and my partner.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I think you just find some name you like.
Yeah, that's right. For me, it was a name that sounded like my old name because that's what I react to.
Helpful if you turn around when someone says your name, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when I was born, I was fostered out for a little while, and the gorgeous, wonderful family that fostered me out hated the name that my parents gave me, and I did too, and they decided to call me Sammy, and every time I've caught up with them over the years, they've always called me Sammy, so it's always been my name. Yeah. It just wasn't officially. Okay. And so I'm just going to go back to the questions. During transition, the process of others' awareness in referring to your gender labels. This has come from Chookers from DJ My T Jax. So, yeah, I guess the question is about during transition, how did people manage labeling your gender? Has that been a challenge, or what sorts of things have you discovered?
Some people think they know who you are and like they've known you before or the like, and it never ceases to amaze me how they just don't look. They just keep trucking along as if nothing happened, and you can be standing there with a moustache or a beard or something like that, and they'll still say she.
No one's called me she in a long, long, long time.
No, funny about that. This is why we need to have a photo of you after this.
We will get photos up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I was young when I transitioned, so I didn't get a lot of that he-she business.
Yeah. How old were you when you transitioned, Dale?
I got hold of illegal hormones when I was about 15, 16, and on and off, and then got really serious in my mid-20s.
Yeah. So what year would you have been 15?
Oh, we're talking late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, really early. Mm. And that was sort of when people first started to transition, or do you think it's been going on since humans existed?
Oh, humans existed, for sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just that we've got more drugs now.
Yeah, we've got the medical.
And we're out and proud.
That's right, yeah.
Unless we're trans men, and then we're pretty stealth.
Yeah. I guess trans people have been around since the binary genders have existed. But we'll answer some more questions.
I just wanted to briefly talk about my experience of being misgendered. So it did happen with my old friends, the people who I hadn't seen for ages. I would occasionally get misgendered. But I've never been misgendered by any of my new friends. And sometimes I find when I even talk to them about the fact that I am trans and used to have a different gender, they kind of feel a bit strange about it. And Kurt and I were talking about this the other day, and Kurt was talking about it, and I just thought to myself, but Kurt, you never could have been anything else. I only see you as a masculine man.
Yeah, well, because you never met me pre-transition.
That's right. So I kind of got a good sense of what it must be like for other people when I say those sorts of things to them. Occasionally I get misgendered on the telephone, and I'm actually quite so comfortable with myself now that I try to turn it into something that's quite humorous. So today I was ringing up to rent a car. I need to have a car tomorrow for something. And the guy on the other phone misgendered me, and it's like, he called me sir, and I said, no, it's madam. And I said, wait until you see me tomorrow, and then you'll freak out that you thought about calling me a sir. That was my response to that one.
Nice.
So, you know, I try to be nice about it, but I'm also really firm when I get misgendered. I'm pretty...
Good to be assertive.
Very much so. Let's have a look at some other questions. Oh, I like this question for the wrong reason. It says, it's great to hear transgender thing on Joy. Keep the good work going. Regards, Sarah. So I want to actually talk about the word transgendered. I have an issue with that word. I know that from an English grammatical point of view, it's kind of okay, but I haven't been transgendered.
Yes. It's the same as someone hasn't been gayed or lesbianed.
That's right.
Yes.
So we talk about transgender people, and that's how we should use the word. Now, I know there are some people, I've seen some great pieces of prose on the internet that support the use of the words transgendered, but I'd say that's the minority, and that most people I know that identify as trans don't particularly like being referred to as transgendered.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I never really thought about it until you pointed it out, Sammy. Just blissful ignorance.
I think we talked about this right at the top of the show, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We're all a little bit sensitive in some way, shapes or other, aren't we? So please try not to use the word transgendered if you can. Not everybody's offended by it, but some of us are.
How about you, Dale? Would you be offended by that?
Well, it's the word after thing. He was on the Addams Family, wasn't he?
Thing.
And he was definitely a he.
What's the name of the bearded creature on the Addams Family?
Cousin Ish.
Yeah,
Cousin Ish. With the glasses over the face.
The thing was the hand. Out of the box.
Yeah. Well, maybe Thing was transgendered.
Well, it was definitely a male hand.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, or girl big hands, but I'm not allowed to say that.
You can say what you like. You'll get in trouble later, though. Okay, let's move on. How obliged do you think trans guys should be to the needs of lesbians if they come from that community? Some guys have lesbian lovers that have come through their transition with them. Given that lesbians are mainly into women, is this oppressive to the masculine male trans guy? I guess this is actually a good topic for discussion for
huge.
A whole show.
Yeah.
The basic concept of, you know, when you have a partner who identifies as being sexually attracted to a single binary gender and the partner transitions, how does that person cope with the change? How does a straight woman now feel that she's going to become a lesbian? Or how does a gay man feel that he's now going to become a straight guy? So I think that's actually a topic for a whole show.
It'd be called relationship disasters, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But there's some successes and there's some... I know some people who've have beautiful relationships and they successfully managed to pull it off.
Andrew's one.
Yeah. Andrew's one. I am one. I have a lovely partner who has gone through my transition with me. She started off identifying as lesbian and now we're just whatever we are, really.
And miss the lesbian community?
I think she does a little bit, but we like the trans community a lot more.
Yeah,
it's where we belong.
That was a big problem at the chill out with some of the guys. They went up there with their girlfriends and everyone was staring at them saying, what are these straight people doing here? It's a gay festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things that my partner didn't like. She didn't want to be seen as a straight couple. That was her main thing. But I'm okay with that and, you know, she's gotten okay with that, so it's all worked really well, and it is a success story of my partner going through my transition with me, which is lovely.
There's a few people who've said thank yous and welcomes and those sorts of things. We'll try to see if we can get them before we finish the show. Thank you for sending your messages, but I've just come across a really great question. What's your advice to supporting your transgender friends through high school? And this has come from Mika, who's age 15. I don't have all of the exact details to hand, but I do know that Transgender Victoria has been involved with a program to assist children at school transitioning. And if my memory serves me right, there's about 12 kids in Victoria have transitioned at state school in Victoria in the last 3 years. And I think that's a Safe Schools Coalition, I think, would have information and resources available on that as well. And Mika, thank you so much for asking that question. I guess you just need to be nice and sweet and lovely to your friend and show them respect.
Yeah.
And if they want you to call them one thing one day and something else the next day, then just do it.
Just do it.
Just be friendly. And if there's bullies, you know, aggressively attack the bullies to push them away.
Yeah.
You know, and just be nice and supportive and helpful.
And if your trans friend wants to keep it a secret, you keep that secret for them. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We'll be back soon.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I wanted to say a huge thank you to Dale and Andrew for coming in tonight. It's been fantastic having you guys here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And we've got a few thank yous on email. I really want to thank everybody who emailed and SMS tonight with their lovely messages and their questions.
Let's try and run through some of these very quickly. Candy, thank you so much for your wishes. And I think that Kurt will take your request and give it some consideration next week. We have got a message from Dean Beck saying congratulations. Thank you so much for your message, Dean. Sorry, we don't have time to read it all out, but we love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, hey, Kurt and Sammy. Congratulations on the first show going exceptionally well. It is going exceptionally well. Thank you, Mark, from The Woods. And you can listen to The Woods on Monday nights at 11 p.m.
Oh, good to see you've got your cross-marketing going there Kurt, on your first show.
Oh, that's one of my favourite shows. So.
Oh, I've got another question. I think we might have to hold that question over till next
week. Yeah, any questions that you haven't heard us read out yet, we will hold over till next week. So stay tuned in to Transpositions on Joy 94.9 at 9 p.m. Tuesday nights. You can listen again for your question. Your question might come up and we can answer that with our future guests. And next week we've got Jez Pez coming on the show, which will be nice to chat to him about some trans issues, maybe talk a little bit about Buck Angel and Dude Magazine, which is a FTM magazine, which is fantastic and it's educational and entertaining. Coming up next is Sonia with Sci-Fi and Squeam. So make sure you all stay on Joy 94.9. It's been a fantastic show. What do you think, Sammy?
Yes, it's been all your pleasure, really, hasn't it?
Your pleasure. My pleasure, that's right.
It's been great. And thank you for letting me come in and be a guest with you for a couple of weeks.
It's been great to have you, Sammy, and I'm sure all our listeners would agree that you're very knowledgeable when it comes to trans topics, and it's great to have...
I'm blushing.
It's great to have a trans woman, not a lady, woman here.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Yes, and thank you, Jerry, on the front desk, and also Chris for panelling. He's been an amazing, amazing panellist tonight, and yeah, it's gone very smoothly. Thank you for listening. You're on listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.